Yeah, because we addressed it at half time. We knew coming into the game today that they got 11 6-foot plus players, so we knew we had to match them physically. I thought we outplayed them at times, but you know, if you don't concentrate for the 94, 95 minutes nowadays and see the game out and concentrate set pieces, you can get punished. And you know, we've had a chance just before it, Big Ryan actually with a header. I think if he just heads it, it's in. For whatever reason, doesn't get the connection. There's a difference, you know, fine lines. We could be one up and we lose again 1-0.
What's it a case of for you? Because it was obviously the same way you conceded on Tuesday as well. Is it just purely concentration? You've just used that word a couple of times.
Yeah, I've just seen it again. And he out-muscles Big Ryan to start with for the initial movement. He gets himself 2 yards and then it's a free header. You know, Jack gets a hand to it. If he doesn't get a hand to it, Granty's on the line to clear it. But it was just a combination of errors there, really. And but ultimately, he's just, the physical side of it. He's got himself 2 yards and he's got a free header. And when you get a free header from 8 yards, you're going to get punished.
It wasn't the prettiest game to watch, but you kind of got the feeling it was just going to peter out and finish 0-0. Was it a game that you necessarily deserved to lose, do you think?
Well, it says, irrespective of what happens, it says in the morning that we've lost the game 1-0. You know, I think we've played well. We haven't created as many chances again, if I'm being picky, but Big Ooch is always going to be a threat, and then, you know, we get into positions and it's just that end product. But, you know, like I said, when you do get the chances with the header, you know, it's important that you finish them to give yourself a chance. And yeah, you know, we would have taken a 0-0, a clean sheet and a point away from all, but not to be. We get them 1-0.
A couple of people have got in touch after the match asking why you left your substitution so late. Was that because the way the game was heading at the time?
Yeah, we you've just said there, you know, it was looking like a 0-0. Big Ucci was a threat. Enoch ran himself into the ground, and when you've got people like that on, you know, potentially they can win you the game. But as soon as you go a goal behind, the decision's made for you. Then you've got to throw your subs on, and you want fresh legs up there. You know, certainly the way they were defending towards the end, I thought, well, you know, there is something with fresh legs that we can go and get.
How important is it to stop this two-game back-to-back defeats now, and stop that turning into a run?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't like defeats. Of course, you don't. So you know, it's a second defeat. Our first one was against Millwall, who, in my opinion, was the best team in the division. You know, disappointing to concede, which we've done today. But we ain't going to dwell on it. You know, we're not going to sit and mope around. We're going to crack on Monday with hard work, and I'm going to put it right next week.
The personnel that you've selected for your starting 11 since the season started at Crewe has been fairly consistent.
Yeah.
After back-to-back defeats, are you maybe thinking now about freshening things up a bit, or are you happy with what you've seen?
No, of course you think about it. You know, when you've had a couple of defeats on the bounce, I think it's important that you try to change things, you try to freshen things up, and that'll certainly be something that we'll address now.